Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
How
you doing, man?
Well, I'm great. How are you, sir?
I am great.
Yes! That is great news.
No problem.
How's your weekend?
It was good. I mean, I was busy, but it was good.
Stayed busy?
Yeah.
Sports, things of that nature. And all our teams won.
They did. What about that Michigan game, huh?
You thought they were going to lose.
I didn't think they had a chance.
You didn't think they had a chance? Okay.
I didn't.
I don't think you actually told me that. I know that you seemed nervous last week.
I guess
they
always have a chance because the defense is really good.
But I saw they won like 27-24.
They did.
Were they not winning?
Well, they've just, Michigan's kind of in a rebuilding
They don't really have
phase.
A quarterback. And they passed for 32 yards.
Who
and still
has
won.
Been playing quarterback?
32?
32.
Who's been playing quarterback? Have they stuck with either of them?
No, they benched the guy that started the first three games, started a new guy.
Oh, they've got another guy now that I haven't seen?
Yeah, but he's like, he's on TikTok and like my kids were aware of him because he's like this freak athlete, but he can't throw.
Wait, he's a freak athlete, like doing other things? Like
he can
trick
run
shots
or? And apparently he can throw the ball like 90 yards, but
as far as you want.
Corner there, it's just like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
But the accuracy is a problem.
No. But then, he got tackled. He's a quarterback running the ball. He got tackled by a linebacker. I thought hit pretty hard, and he just did one of those kickups. From his back.
Oh, okay.
Kicked himself back up and walked to the huddle.
Okay,
man. He's that guy.
That kind of athlete. Gotcha.
Right.
But just accuracy is a problem.
Yeah, apparently it's a problem. But not a big enough problem that they didn't beat USC. I mean, USC's good. So.
Right. I mean, that's a good win. That's a solid win. That's a real team that they beat.
It's the only team, only time I've ever seen in my life they needed a touchdown to win. And I want to say there was 3 minutes left on the clock. And they started from their own 10. And they didn't throw the ball.
Not once.
Ran
huh?
it all the way down the field.
Just playing it safe, boys. Get it out of bounds.
I think they're like, well, we don't. What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going
to
do?
We just try to run this goddamn thing.
It's not so much about interceptions. We don't think he'll throw it to anybody.
Right.
That would be the problem. Yeah, so. I was. Michigan games seem to be on network TV a lot.
Well, they're the defending.
Well,
champion,
they're defending champion. Right, I always felt like they were on TV a lot, but maybe not. It's like Notre Dame.
They were, but the last 3 years have been a lot more.
Okay.
Before, when they were pretty bad, they're not, you'd have to have the Big Ten Network or whatever.
If I had to guess, two teams that will be on.
Notre Dame's always on.
It's Notre Dame or Michigan.
Notre Dame's always on because they're independent and they have a deal with NBC.
Ah, okay.
So I think NBC shows all of the Notre Dame games.
That
they
would
signed their own
the
contract
series that they have on there as well, and all that. Okay, which I haven't watched, but I tried to keep up, and I saw a little bit of it. And Mizzou won, which is good, right?
Tough game.
I don't understand why. So they have not lost yet,
mm-hmm.
but in the rankings they went from like 6th to 11th something. Well, how does that happen, Laszlo?
Because other teams play harder teams and they win, or they look better doing it.
Or they should have beat these teams by more. Is that kind
exactly?
Of thing?
So they had to go to double overtime to beat Vanderbilt, which Vanderbilt's the only team in the SEC that plays school.
Yeah, okay, so
they're really playing school. Like, you got to be smart to get in. Like, it's tough.
So that's why they drop. But does the...
But it doesn't matter. That, like, look at Michigan last year. I'll just use as an example. They didn't crush people every game. Just win and keep going. Doesn't
matter
if you
look at the Chiefs last year.
If you just keep winning by 3 points,
yeah,
eventually you'll get to the final championship game. You win by 3 points. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I was hoping it would at least motivate them a little bit. This disrespect. Because I'm new to college football, but I was like, what is this?
It's fun, right?
Disrespect. They haven't lost a single game and you're going to drop them that much?
Now Florida's talking about hiring a coach away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear this. I haven't been following you that closely.
Florida's looking at, like, there's like four big candidates. It's
why can't Missouri just pay him? Can they?
I'm sure they're trying to try.
Do they have enough money to
probably not
to
as much
him?
As Florida.
Oh no.
So Florida, they are looking at Lane Kiffin.
Oh.
That's who they want.
So Missouri needs like some big time sponsors.
But the names are coming up by the K-State coach, the Missouri coach, and the Penn State coach. If they can't get Lane Kiffin.
So do we need to be, what are those old rich people that
boosters.
Give them team? Yeah, do we need to be boosters?
We need to start sending money to Drinkowitz.
We need to send money to the team, and we need to get, who's a big Missouri, John Goodman, like a big Missouri celebrity to buy the
Brad
naming
Pitt.
Rights for the city. Yeah, Brad Pitt. He went to school there, right?
Right, yeah.
Get one of them or a few of them to buy the stadium naming rights. That's got to be worth some money. And that money could go straight to the coaching staff, right?
Yeah,
and whatever else they need.
Or players.
As far as I know, Pitbull is still the only celebrity who's bought a college
Someone needs to do it.
Stadium. And I thought once he did that, it would be on. Everyone would be doing it. But
could you imagine?
It would be cool. And it just seems like something that celebrities want to do. Eric Stone Street buying the KU Stadium K-State. Or K-State.
Yeah.
Whichever it is. I don't remember which school he went to.
I did see
he's building a new house somewhere. Did you see that? It looked pretty nice. But you could see people like him doing that, right?
Right, yeah.
And Missouri's got people that could do it.
Of course.
Is Cedric the Entertainer from Missouri, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're mostly from St. Louis. But still, Brad Pitt. Laszlo said it. Brad Pitt. He went to school there.
Yeah.
So good enough. Sheryl Crow. She might have gone to school there, too. I don't know. Get those people to give you money.
At the crow pit.
The crow pit! I love it!
That's good.
Just have crows everywhere?
Yes!
Yeah.
That's good.
I like it a lot. Crow pit. They MU won. Michigan won.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon didn't play,
Oregon
right?
Oregon had a bye week.
Yeah, Oregon's off. But then the Chiefs last night, as they all know, they won. I have a question for you about this stuff. I like instant replays. I like getting it right. I do.
Yeah.
But I understand the idea of you don't want to... After every down, go back and look at every jersey that might have been held for a second too long. At all. I get all that.
Holding and all.
But, right, because there's always some holding going
lining
on.
Lining up in the neutral zone.
Kind of stuff. If you looked at that every time, the game, I think, would never finish.
Right.
But there's got to be a way that they could say for potential scoring plays or maybe if there's a certain amount of time.
I mean, I think they could say...
Because we know there's guys in New York who are watching, right? These guys and gals are watching it.
Under 2 minutes, right? Every scoring play?
Every scoring play.
But they can't just call a penalty if the referees didn't call one. So even if they see one, they can't be like, well, that's a penalty.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know.
I think if you've got people in New York who are watching it, it would make sense to me.
They probably should be able to say, hey, under 2 minutes, we can look at any scoring play, and if there's a penalty, we'll call it.
Yeah. And they could even say on the field, a flag from New York, a flag came down from New York, whatever.
I think
that's why it's a late
play,
flag.
They don't even have to do it. They'd just be like, well, scoring play under 2 minutes is under review.
But you mean like a potential scoring play, too? Like something that could have been a score? Because I'm talking about that pass interference last night that Falcons fans were so mad about.
Well,
I guess a lot of people were mad about.
Could you argue anything could have been a score?
Well, that's true. It's got to be kind of under, if it's in the end zone, if it's under a certain amount of time, for a play like that.
That's where it gets crazy. And then just think, okay, so say it's not so obvious like that one was.
Because I still think Mahomes would have won. That's the thing.
Say it's a scoring play and it's holding.
Yeah, right.
Do you want them calling holding?
That's what I'm thinking about. A little ticky-tacky stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't want
that's the issue.
Lined up offsides, you know,
right.
Like,
That's what you don't want under 2 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, I think you just, you know, look, it was pass interference. It was. I mean,
it was pretty bad pass interference. It and was I'm a Chiefs fan, so, you know. It was like as bad as I've seen a, you know, there's been probably worse, but that's up there in the 90 some percentile of just obvious. He didn't turn around. He got there early.
But how about the whole thing? The passer on Chris Jones?
Well, yeah. What the hell was that? You know, that's true. And it did almost look like.
Drive, which scored the touchdown.
No, it's true. And it looks like sometimes you see that stuff and you know. Whether anyone's ever going to admit it or not, you know that it looks like refs make up for stuff. Where they saw
the
it, they
calls
know,
they had on the Chiefs
and they
after
go,
that pass
exactly. It
insane.
Felt like they were definitely trying to make up.
It was like four
because they knew.
Calls.
And you've got, when you got the announcer
it just
saying that
much.
Seems
odd to me that they, I mean, I'm with you. So it wasn't a score, but it was a scoring play.
Right. It was
so, I mean, you're saying
potential,
he would have scored. But a scoring play. Like, okay, so. Right, this is a scoring play. The play
the
was to score
in the
end zone.
You could just say any play in the end zone,
was
right?
Well, you just say a scoring play.
Yeah.
Under 2 minutes, if we can look at every play to make sure that they got the ball over the line, then it feels like they could probably look at every play and say, like, okay, it's under 2 minutes, and there was pass interference.
There was pass interference. And
but
then people are
again,
upset.
You'd think, you know, you're going to get the holding calls on the offensive lineman,
that's the thing.
And you don't
it's
want
almost
that.
Almost like you have to do something about
it's almost like
the
you just
holding,
have to let the guy.
Or just let it go the way it is.
Yeah.
It's odd, though, because for a play like that, where everyone, I presume, at
everyone
least a lot of them look at
knows
it,
what it is.
How do the refs not see it? And I'm not a Falcons fan. I look, right. If you're not going to call one,
I
please
don't like Kirk Cousins
call,
at all.
I know you don't like Kirk
but
Cousins.
But again, they made up with the makeup calls.
It does feel that way.
So many.
It does feel that way. And you, whether you're, I think sometimes you have to be a fan to really feel that sort of sense of, okay, this is definitely, they're trying to make up for that. But I think even if you're watching a game where you don't have a dog in the fight, and you're just passively watching the game. I think, Lazo, you've watched a lot of football over the years.
Sure.
I'm sure you've seen instances where you go, they're making up for that call earlier. The refs look like they're trying to make up for that earlier because there's been way worse stuff than that, and they just decided to pick the first holding call they could.
I don't know. I mean, I know people say that. I'm not, well.
I think it can get in the refs' heads.
It happens in hockey
when they
all
get
the time.
Screamed
they
at.
Basically tell you this is a, you know, we missed that call. But it's
really?
A makeup call.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't, hockey doesn't necessarily run from that. I don't know that the refs in football are like, hey, we screwed this up. Don't call pass interference next time.
I think
that would be way too hard to get on the same page. I just think they missed the call. A lot of people missed the call.
But I think it gets in their head. You hear these coaches talk about how I'm not yelling at the ref to change the call he just made. I'm yelling
sure.
at him to change what he does next time.
Sure.
And I think that gets
and
to
I
him.
Think, you know, I a think lot of times, I read this whole article about is there a home field advantage years ago. And they were like, no. Like, they went through winning percentages and all these different things over the course of years. And it was like, you know, well, yeah, sometimes teams say they have a home field advantage, but that, you know, that's usually like Seattle when they're winning all those games, right? Or the Chiefs, yeah. Like we're the loudest state, they're winning all these games and they're good, but how come there's not a home field advantage for crap teams?
Yeah.
Right? With what their fans. So, but basically what I read was that it's penalties.
And
it's not penalties they call, it's penalties they don't call.
Exactly.
Because they're like, if we
they
throw the flag here, this crowd's going to go crazy. Now, they don't think about that in their head.
It's subconscious.
It's just subconsciously like, ah.
Yep. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's not, now you're arguing with your wife when you know what she did is so egregious
right.
and so wrong, and you're clearly in the right, but you go, no, you're right, honey. Because
right,
you
exactly.
just don't want to argue.
Yes, right.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on?
Well, nothing. Well, actually, there's a lot going on. We had a lot to discuss today. A lot happened over the weekend. All these conspiracy theories about Puff Daddy, oh my. I tried to get caught up on it, but I'm sure that Snow Cone, I'm confident that Snow Cone truly got caught up on it and figured out all that stuff. That everyone's talking about the Menendez brothers because of that Netflix show. It's a number one thing watched. I'll be honest, I watched a little bit of it.
It's got your girl. I told you.
I know. It's Chloe Sevigny, or however you say her name.
Sauvignon Blanc, yeah.
Yeah. I did turn it on. I liked that Dahmer thing and didn't expect to. So, and I know it's the same guy, Ryan Murphy, is that his name? So I was expecting, you know, to maybe this will hook me. I turned it on. I'm not hooked yet, but I know people love it. People are talking about it. The Menendez brothers do not love it, though, and I think Kim Kardashian might be visiting them today. So we'll get to that. But coming up next, I want to talk to something or talk about something with Laszlo that I know you're going to agree. I know I've heard you talk about this in the past. And to be honest, when you've talked about it, I've gone, yeah, you're right. But now I actually get it. Like, I was scrolling through a subreddit last night and just sitting there thinking, what is wrong with people? I know the internet's foul. I know people online are pathetic. But what is wrong with people? And I was like, you know what? I truly understand now why Laszlo has brought this up in the past, because it's actually infuriating.
Okay, is it Taylor Swift hate?
It's related to that, yes.
Okay,
it is. I think it might be Taylor Swift fans. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. I don't know who they like, but it's related to the Taylor Swift stuff.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so this is my problem with people.
Okay.
This may be an exact website that you've looked at, or exact subreddit that you've looked at and discussed in the past. I know you've talked about this issue before with people, but last night I was getting kind of anxious at the end of the game. I thought, Chiefs might lose this one. There was a moment there in the last couple of minutes where I was, and I don't know, sometimes you kind of look away, and I pulled out my phone and I started looking at, I was just looking at Chiefs stuff, like Kansas City Chiefs subreddits, things like that. And I came across, after the game, I came across a Brittany Mahomes subreddit. And, well, it's called Brittany Matthews Snark. Now, have we discussed this exact subreddit before? We've definitely talked about people attacking celebrities, attacking. I thought it sounded maybe sort of familiar,
snark
too.
Snark part sounds familiar.
But it's, you introduced me to the Foi Moi subreddit, whatever that's called, where it's just people making fun of, I guess, everything, but it seems to mostly
based
be Taylor fans.
Moi. Yeah.
It's mostly Taylor fans making fun of celebrities. But a lot of it, at least when you showed it to me, was dominated by them being mad about who Taylor was dating and things like that.
Sure.
So I come across this Brittany Matthews snark.
Okay.
You know, now Brittany Mahomes. It's called Brittany's Matthews snark. And I start looking through it. And because I'm curious, I'm curious to the point of, like, what are they so upset about? So I just scroll through here, and like the first thing I see is a picture of Brittany. She's wearing a T-shirt and red boots. She's on the sidelines, right?
Well,
okay. So that one is titled "Copying Taylor." No. So then I start looking through the comments, and people are saying, basically, they're saying she thinks she can copy Taylor, but she can't because she's ugly. And she's,
these are people who love Taylor but hate her.
It would appear that a lot of these people love Taylor, if not all of them. I don't think I've seen anything that would lead me to believe these people don't love Taylor. At least most of them.
Okay.
But talking about, because one of the things I saw was, you know, Brittany saw us last week talking about how good Taylor Swift looked in that outfit, so she decided she'd try to copy it, but she can't pull it off because she's ugly and she can't pull off anything. So
people are horrible.
They're just horrible.
Really,
horrible.
Brittany Mahomes was ugly.
I know.
I can't judge you because I can't see you on the internet, but I gotta guess.
I know you're not on Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
No.
They're not gonna ask.
And by the way, wasn't Brittany Mahomes filmed in red boots after one of the Super Bowls a few years ago? With her legs wrapped around Patrick, giving him a kiss?
Oh, that does sound right. Nice. I wonder if she was wearing... They're very mad that she's not wearing leggings, so I don't know if that's part of it, or, you know, just wearing the T-shirt. She's worn those boots before. There's pictures, like, it's just a picture of her face, a picture that it looks like Brittany probably posted, just sitting there with the flash, and she's wearing a Kansas City shirt, and I'm like, okay, what's this? Because the headline actually says, "What the F is this?" So I start scrolling through here, and they just say things like this. That face, smelling farts again. That hair, no idea. Yeah.
What's wrong? Let me see the picture.
She needs bangs. Her hair always looks like a rat's nest. That's what it says. Now, her hair looks like it was just professionally done, by the way, because she's got the money to do that. She looks
gorgeous.
Perfect, Yeah, she looks perfect.
And how could you hate her? Like, I get it. All right, so let me at least say this, and I've said it. There are things she has done in the past where I think it's not a great look.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But, like, what's all this about? Like, that, you can just move on from that.
But,
like,
taking the time to sit down
with me, and I was like, you know what? I didn't love the champagne over the side.
Right.
I didn't love it. Other people were like, oh, she was celebrating with people. You're like, okay, you know what? Fine. Let's just move on. I don't feel any hatred towards her.
No, I don't think about her when I'm at home until I see this.
Right.
I'm not thinking.
Let me look for a picture and then try to just say she's ugly
take
and I hate her. Like,
yeah.
The people are bad, man. They're bad people.
They're really
the
bad.
The internet was supposed to just give us all the information and make the world us more connected and better people. And it just did the opposite. It just made us masturbate and fight.
Yep. Yep.
That's all we do on the internet. We masturbate and fight.
Starting wars and we're masturbating. Like, those are the two main things.
Right.
But one of the things I thought, wow, the audacity, because there's a picture of her with their kids, and she's wearing, like, a designer dress of some sort. I don't know if it's Louis Vuitton or Chanel. It was one of those two. But the person who posted it said, you know, I'd heard rumors that Britney travels with professional photographers, and now I know it's true. And then it said, can you imagine, she has such an inflated sense of self, her ego. I'm thinking, you guys have dedicated an entire subreddit here of sitting there and taking down every picture she posts.
Right.
Do you not see the irony in what you're saying? Why would she think she needs a photographer? Maybe because everything she posts, you guys say, looks terrible and awful and horrible. Right. And the other thing is, because she's rich, because her husband's successful, and because they're very rich and she's very successful, we are always in this country feel like we are allowed to say whatever we want about those people because... Right. They're above it. They don't really have feelings because the money takes care of any feelings that they might have.
That's what the money's for.
That's what the money's for. And I know I've said this in the past, but it always goes back to me to the late night shows. When you have talk show hosts on network television making fun of celebrities for things like their appearance, I think that trickles down. And then when you become an anonymous person on the internet, it's just like, you know, ring the bell, all bets are off, because we're going to try and make fun of everybody now. We'll say whatever we want about these people. But I know that behind each one of these usernames is someone that should not be making fun of Brittany Mahomes.
I agree with that.
Is someone that should not be saying her hair doesn't look good enough. Someone who shouldn't be saying her outfits aren't well enough put together.
Right.
You are obviously holding her. And if I were able to find one of you, you would say, I'm holding her to a different standard because she's out there on TV.
We do it both ways. And so, you know, people talk about, political. We do it. You know, we're like, well, why are we making fun of Hillary Clinton's pantsuit?
Right.
I'm like, all right, well, why are we calling him an orange monster with bad hair?
Yeah. Like, because sometimes this stuff does get political.
It does, but I'm just saying, we do it there.
Yeah.
We do it everywhere, and we do it on both. If we don't like the person, even if we don't like them, we don't agree with them or whatever, we automatically say, you ugly, fat, stupid, smelly, whatever. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's just where we are. That's it.
Yep. And they go on this same thing. They make fun of Travis Kelce. They make fun of Patrick Mahomes repeatedly, calling him a huge dork, saying that he dresses like an idiot. He tries to dress nice, but you can tell he's just such a dork, he can't pull any of it off. And I'm thinking, I know he's worth a lot of money. You can think it. But to take the time to sit down and write it, as soon as you go on there and you say, I'm going to post something. I'm going to start a fresh post. I'm going to take this picture, and I'm going to write about how her hair looks bad, or about how her husband's a dork, and how disgusting they are. How they have these inflated senses of self-worth, these inflated egos. You need to check yourself into therapy, like a 24/7 type of... padded wall type of therapy. There is something wrong with you that you are doing this at this level.
What about the people like me who I'm scrolling through it, and I must have clicked on it enough that I see the subreddits so that, you know, they're advertising to me like, hey, you. So what about people like me who just read it, and I'm like, what is going on?
Like me. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I feel like I'm just as guilty. Even though I would never type anything, I do read it.
I don't think that makes you just as guilty. I really don't. You're not contributing to it. And I also will say that I think if you want to make fun of someone and you're funny about it, then you can be funny. Funny always works.
Right.
So if you want to be funny and you've actually got something
here's the thing. If you're making fun of somebody, and I've always thought this, and we make fun of people.
All the time.
But when we first started, we had a conversation hey, we're going to bust people's balls. We're going to bust each other's balls. But it's always got to be done with a wink. And that wink is funny. I still love you. It's not based in truth. We're busting your balls. We're not picking on you.
Right.
We're busting your balls, not picking on you. It's fun. That, I think, can happen. Like, I'm not above, we had to get in this world where there's no bullying or calling names or having fun. But the stuff I read, I was reading, you know, the whatever, the Taylor Swift stuff, it's like, Jesus Christ.
They're not trying to be funny.
And it's just like everything. Like, she can't move.
You can't do anything. Britney posted a picture, like a lot of people do, on a story, an Instagram story. She was having ice cream. She had a scoop of mint ice cream, and she put the chocolate sauce on it. Yeah, like Pancho
says, like when he calls you a cuck. That's funny.
Right. But these people aren't trying to be funny. And a good example is, like, this picture here is just a picture from her Instagram story. I don't know when she posted this. It's a scoop of ice cream, and she's put that hard chocolate, you know, like they have a Dairy Queen on top of it. And she says it's good, right? Like, there's nothing better than mint chocolate chip ice cream with hard chocolate on top. That's what she says. People decided to post that and then start commenting about how worthless she is.
Why?
Why would she think that we need to know this? She's got nothing better to say. What are you doing? What are you doing with the internet? You also have access to the internet.
Someone posted something worthless and you have to comment worthlessly on it.
Just over and over and over and repeatedly. How unnecessary can a person possibly be? That's what one of them says. How unnecessary. You're the one commenting on this snark. Now, I know also these people will say, which this really annoys me, well, we call it snark because it is funny. Except it's not funny. When you're calling someone fat, when you're telling someone that they have a horse face, when you're telling someone that they're a huge dork, that their hair looks like a rat's nest, you are not trying to be funny. Just calling it snark doesn't make it funny. You're being assholes.
It's just mean.
It's just mean. And people, rich people, do have access to the internet. Some of them are able to go, I don't want to look at that stuff. I've heard interviews with lots of them who say, I don't like looking at that stuff. It hurts my feelings, so I don't look. But a lot of people do look. And a lot of people do see this. A lot of celebrities are on the record time and time again in many interviews saying, yeah, you know, I see all these people and I was looking and that's when everyone said this. And I hear these celebrities, I'm going, they're looking at all the comments on a YouTube video. They're reading all the comments on a Reddit thread. They're looking at that. You know why? Because they can. The same way that I can, they can too. And when it's a picture of them, when it's a picture of a person and his wife, he might look at it and see what it says. And you're calling him ugly. You're calling his wife ugly. You're saying he's a dork. Right. He'll always be a dork. He's a terrible person. Shouldn't have had kids. The things that you're saying about his kids, unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
What is wrong with people?
I think people are literally horrible.
I don't think that before the internet, we knew how bad people would be with anonymity. We might have had some idea. Scientists might have known, or psychiatrists might have known. But I don't think, as general public, I don't think we would have guessed that as soon as we get behind a screen name, we'll just start making fun of everybody. All the things the teacher told us never to do.
But it's not even, like, I know what you're saying. But I just want to quantify, it's not making fun.
It's not. It's
just being mean.
Just being mean.
There's a difference between making fun. Like, if you're a comedian, you're making fun of someone, that's your job. And that's okay. And you can make fun of society and people and events and all those things. You're not making fun of this. Making fun is trying to make people laugh, right? And yes, and maybe that comes at somebody's expense, but there's an idea of fun with it.
Yes,
there's no fun in this.
This is just mean.
Yes, you're a horrible person. You like mint ice cream. I hope you die.
Right.
Okay.
And unless you're 5 years old, then there's no excuse for this. Because, a five-year-old might say that, might be mean, might bully another kid at school, and then be taught, hey, you don't do that. And hopefully they realize, oh, that hurts someone's feelings. And because they have sympathy and empathy and the ability to empathize with others, they go, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Some people don't. They become serial killers. Does that mean that all of you could be serial killers? Because I think you could be. I think that if you were given anonymity and you had that button that you could push that would just kill people, I think you'd be punching it all the time. I believe that.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We are getting ready to do the news, my man. Plenty to talk about.
Okay.
Navy SEALs hurting lacrosse players. I don't know if you saw that. Everyone's talking about this Menendez thing on Netflix, which, I started, but I haven't watched the whole thing. I'm not totally committed. Doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd probably be into.
I got an update on my phone, like Menendez, people criticizing it.
Yeah, the brothers aren't happy.
Brother or something.
Yeah, the brothers aren't happy. I saw Kardashian Kim's at that prison today, but it also wasn't clear if she was there to see them. I think she does a lot of prison reform stuff, but the media is making it seem like, you know, because the show's so popular and the Menendez brothers are mad, Kim Kardashian's there. And maybe that is why she's there, but I don't think so. Sometimes things get so popular and become such a big part of the zeitgeist that I want to be a part of it and I'll watch it. Right. That's why I finally watched Game of Thrones after it had already been running for five or six seasons. That's why I watched Baby Reindeer. When it first came out, I was like,
Say it.
Oh, Baby Reindeer. Look at you, Baby Reindeer.
But you're happy you watched it.
I'm happy I watched it, and that happens a lot, where it's something if I saw the trailer, I go, probably not for me, and then it becomes big enough, and I go, oh, and sometimes I really like it. Sometimes
By
I just
the way,
watch
if we
it.
Go back and look at that baby reindeer thing, just funny that you brought it up, and then we'll do doom scrolling in a minute, but remember all that? Like, that it's not true, she's going to sue Netflix for
And she did, I think, but I don't know whatever happened.
Nothing happened, because, like what we talked about, Netflix isn't going to run. They ran that knowing.
Yeah.
Because it said, this is a true story.
So you got to be
real
careful.
It didn't say, like, this is based on the story that he told
us. Some true events,
right?
Yeah.
This is his take on it, whatever they do, right? They do a bunch of different things. They just said, this is a true story. They're not putting that out there without them having 5 million voicemails that they can go through.
Yeah, I agree. And that was a big thing that lawyers pointed out. It is rare for a company to say, based on a true story, because of potential litigation.
And they didn't even say based on. They said this is a true story.
Right.
Even further than based on. This is a true story.
Because you see, more often is based on actual events.
Right.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get something, you know, like the Coen brothers famously did, based on a true story for Fargo, and it's a completely made up thing, so it didn't matter, because none of those characters were real.
Right.
It wasn't based on anything.
Or they'll do, like, if it's a true story based on a true story, but some events have been changed.
Characters have been changed for drama.
Right. Yeah, of
all
course.
That.
This one just like, this happened.
This happened.
There is a trial date, May 6th of next year, for her lawsuit against
Netflix. Oh, there is? Okay.
I knew. I mean, I know that she filed the lawsuit, but
against
I hadn't
Netflix?
Heard.
$170 million.
We talked about it when she finally filed it. Yeah.
I just hadn't heard anything. I
mean, me neither.
It said as of, like, a few days ago, it was handed the May 6th start date.
Okay. But usually the reason we would have heard about it sooner is because a lot of times these companies will settle out of court.
It doesn't sound like they're doing that.
No. All right, well, Doom Scroll next.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.